This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent an unsigned letter requesting a Brexit delay to the European Union. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent a letter to the European Union requesting a delay to Brexit, having been compelled to do so by the law. But the UK PM, who has said he would rather be dead in a ditch than ask for an extension, has simultaneously tried to distance himself from that letter by refusing to sign it. That's prompted criticism from some lawmakers that Johnson is being juvenile. In an unusual step, Johnson then sent three letters to Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council. The first was a brief cover note from Britain's EU envoy explaining that the government was simply complying with the law. The second was the unsigned photocopy of the text Johnson is obliged to send by that law. And the third was a letter in which he said he does not want an extension, and that further delay would damage the interests of the UK and our EU partners. Johnson did choose to sign that letter.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Kurdish fighters and civilians began evacuating from a besieged Syrian town on Sunday. It was the first pullback under the U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal. The evacuation is a boost to a ceasefire that has been shaky since it began on Thursday evening. Clashes have erupted daily with occasional shelling. Speaking to reporters on his way to a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says moving U.S. troops out of Syria will take some time.
The U.S. withdrawal continues apace from northeast Syria again. We're talking weeks, not days. We want to be very deliberate and very safe as we go about it.
Esper is in Afghanistan to try to restart peace talks with the Taliban. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the Doral site. Hong Kong protesters flooded the city streets on Sunday in defiance of a ban by authorities on their march. VOA's Anita Powell was on the street with them.
So this protest, important to note that it was an illegal protest in that it did not receive police authorization. So that may have lit a fire underneath the protesters because they seemed very, very active today. And one of the things that was very noticeable was there was quite a lot of vandalism and property damage. A lot of it was targeted at very specific businesses that are seen to support Beijing, or they targeted stations of the railway system, the MTR.
This is the latest chapter in unrest that has disrupted life in the financial hub since early June. Tens of thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered Sunday in major cities and towns for the largest anti-government protests yet in 4 days of demonstrations. The unrest erupted after the government proposed new taxes, part of a stringent austerity measures amid growing economic crisis. Politicians are now racing against time to put forward an economic rescue plan that they hope will help calm the public. Officials say Pakistani and Indian soldiers traded fire in disputed Kashmir on Sunday, killing at least 9 people on both sides. The Indian military says Pakistani soldiers targeted an Indian border post and civilian areas. Pakistan's army accuses India of unprovoked ceasefire violations, killing 5 civilians and 1 soldier. Australian airline Qantas landed the world's first ultra-long-haul research flight in Sydney on Sunday after traveling more than 16,000 kilometers from New York. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
It's the ultimate in long-haul flights. Australian airline Qantas have tested out a non-stop journey from New York to Sydney, lasting nearly 20 hours and spanning more than 16,000 kilometers, or just over 10,000 miles. The idea was to research how the world's longest commercial airplane journey would impact pilots, crew and passengers. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce.
This is a really historic moment for Qantas, a really historic moment for Australian aviation, and a really historic moment for world aviation.
With demand for air travel rapidly growing and aircraft performance improving, carriers are increasingly looking into ultra-long-haul travel.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.